I'm going to start with the Ranger game. Joe Buck saying Elvis Andrews is so annoying to me.
Why?
I don't know. It's just because it sounds haughty the way he says it. Elvis Andrews. It's Andrews. Use the short A. He's putting on airs, and he's trying to make us think he's upper crust by saying Elvis Andrews. That's my own interpretation of this. I think they need to run that Brian Wilson Taco Bell commercial more.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think we see that enough.
He likes that, whatever that is, a tostada or burrito or whatever.
You've seen it more than once?
Oh, gosh.
I have a confession. I love it, and I laugh every time. I think he's a funny comedic actor.
Yeah.
Black Ops.
Yeah, you can tell he would be good on Saturday Night Live. Yes. He wants to do Saturday Night Live.
I think it's funny, and I know everyone's beaten by it, but I like it.
Is it Scherzer that has the two different eye colors?
I don't know, because I'm Black Ops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Scherzer. Way.
You're going to be distracted by that commercial the rest of the show now.
Isn't that freaky?
That is weird. Have you ever known someone who's had that? I mean, I've seen people with kind of different shades of eyes, but never just one black eye, one wolf eye, or whatever he has. And
you know what it looks like? It doesn't look like it's just two different colored eyes. It looks like he has two completely different eyes. Like one's a lot bigger and one's real tiny.
I'm telling you, there's something weird going on with him. Check into his lineage. He's got were people or something in in his family tree. Why does Beltre carry his batting gloves on the base paths?
Just a deal. Everybody's got a deal.
You're clearly able to unload your equipment from your at-bat while you're on base. So why does he carry that?
You know, some people feel faster when they're holding something like a baton.
Really?
Yeah.
Emphasizes maybe your hand movement or something as you're trying to run.
Just gives them something to grip.
That sounds insane to me.
Yeah, it does sound weird.
So, like, I feel this is weird because I always feel like I run faster when I'm carrying ankle weights in my hand. And did Nelson Cruz start dipping recently? For some reason, I don't remember this last year, him with that big old dip in his lower lip.
I don't know when he started. I just assume that he's been doing it since he started playing baseball.
Boy, and it gets caught in his braces.
Ugh. That's the other thing. Have we ever had an LCS MVP that wore braces?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't remember that. That Alex Vila, is that his name? Mm-hmm. The catcher? He is the Super Dave Osborne. It is unbelievable how much damage and how many times he was injured in so many weird ways. When he was on deck, I think it was in the ninth, and that bat, that he almost got hit with a bat while he's in the on-deck circle,
he
the way he
see
jumps.
It until it hit the wall behind him, but it sounded like a gunshot going off behind
and
him.
And he hops real crazy.
And he gets the crap beaten out of him behind the plate.
Oh, my gosh.
At some point, he's going to take a foul tip off his nose or his nads or something, and he's going to just put his mitt down.
He's going to say,
"That's it. I can't take it anymore.
I can't
anymore.
Be the Super Dave Osborne of this team anymore."
He was the Super Dave Osborne. He gets hit in the shoulder once. He gets hit in that toe once. It's like the ball will always find the one unprotected area it can, just to make him a cartoon character. It made me nervous how Joe Buck was promoting Texas versus the National League as early as like the seventh inning.
Not me. It was so out of hand.
I don't care. You just shouldn't do that as a broadcaster. To me, I think that's violating a rule. But, of course, I think he's violating a rule by putting on airs by saying Elvis Andrews. Gene Autry's widow always warning everybody that she's about to hand a trophy to how heavy it is.
Yeah.
These are pro athletes, not geriatric country music widows. They can handle the trophy. You don't need to give them a warning like they're kindergartners. And why was Rob Reiner up there on stage with the Rangers after the game for the trophy presentation ceremony?
He's a big Ranger fan.
That just seemed odd. Okay, so you want a little fun baseball talk from Fox 4. This has been...
Well, they've been breaking it down for the last couple of weeks, haven't they?
It is amazing how many people on Twitter and in my on my email are just rubbing their hands together with the irritation that is Fox 4 during this series.
And they had the B team in on Saturday with Big Dick Ray.
They have an A team?
And Natalie Solis.
Well, yeah, the A team is Heather Hayes and Steve Ebrake.
His name, first of all, is not Steve Ebray. And second of all, it's like you always said, Giorgio, nobody at Fox 4 can be considered an A-team.
I didn't say that. I think they're quality in delivering the news. Just don't put them live to talk baseball outside the stadium.
Okay, here you go. Now listen, this is Heather Hayes, and listen at Ducey at the very end.
He's going to walk off the set one of these
nights. Not knowing whether she's even finished with her thought, okay?
Hey, Mike, when you look ahead, and we're going to show some video of the Rangers batting practice and them getting ready and warming up. But when you look ahead to tonight, what do you expect to see? I mean, because...
You know, I think...
That was great!
Okay, here's the transcript. Brad C. provided us the transcript. Him, Mike, when you look ahead and unwinned of some video of the Rangers batting practice, is it them getting ready, warming up, but when you look ahead to tonight, what do you expect to see? I mean, cuz.
What just
That's her
happened
sports
here?
Point.
Can we? And I think he'll pitch all.
All right, do you want to hear it again?
Please hear that again.
Hey, Mike, when you look ahead, and we're going to show some video of the Rangers batting practice and them getting ready and warming up, but when you look ahead to tonight, what do you expect to see? I mean, because...
You know,
you mean because what?
Because I'm out of steam. Oh. So what do you think?
Horrible. All right, have we run out of time for my football observations?
Give us
a couple of good ones.
Minutes worth.
Okay, I missed Cocky Joe Buck during the game. I wished he was doing the game there alongside Troy. We need two Joe Bucks, and you know what? Joe Buck is so arrogant, he just might clone himself. So there's a possibility we will have two Joe Bucks at one point. Walt Coleman, who's the 23-year referee veteran who was doing the game, he sounded like Ross Perot out there. Where is he from? He's got to be from East Texas or somewhere. Hold it on the offense, pay first down. Tom Brady needs to learn this offense. He still has one of these flip-up wristband charts. I can't believe that he's been with that team that long and doesn't know the offense.
You can't memorize that many plays.
I love that flip-up chart. If I was a kid and into viewing today's NFL, I would want a flip-up wristband chart. I think that's a piece of equipment that I'd be obsessed with. Now, Bill Belichick, he carries the three-ring binder, not just the laminated card. Have you seen him flipping through his...
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff he's got to look
at. Flipping through a car manual over there. And he always looks like he needs a shower.
Belichick?
Yeah, look into that.
All right.
He looks like, I don't know, he looks like he smells of house paint and ejaculate.
That's no way to start the golf tournament out here, Stonebriar.
And Tom Brady, he's doing some funny shtick with the things that he's calling out. They had the mic cranked up so you could hear him, you know, his hard snap counts and all this kind of stuff. But some of the stuff he was saying, Springer, Springer, Gold Springer, 50 Gravy, Lollipops Tool Shed, Nipple Snake, Nipple Steak, Set Hut Pumpkin Bread. He's got a good gag with that. And how is it that Brady and company can get off a play before the play clock is at one, and yet Tony Romo has to teach the entire offense how to play football before they can snap?
Well, New England was in a hurry up, so they had more time at the line. But I would like to see the Cowboys learn to snap it with more than 1 second on the clock.
It makes you crazy, doesn't
it? It's an advantage for the defense. They can time their blitzes. They can time when they're going to jump. It doesn't make any sense why they have to take it down to one every time.
Is it just that the Cowboys' offense is so very complicated it takes that long to set up? Then why is it?
It's because they don't know what they're doing.
Some of it is that, well, I think they want to use full play clock, too. I think that was a big part of the thing yesterday, was take as much time as possible, take as much time off the clock as possible.
Yeah, but that has
keep it away from them.
Been the case in the first four games when they're doing that.
And I think that Zoltan Mesko is one of the greatest names ever, and it's a name I tried to choose for radio, but it was already taken. Zoltan. Greatness. All right.
All right, then, Gordo. Thanks for those baseball and football observations. 6-4